This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, I'm late.
No, no, that's quite all right, dear. Your father and I were just discussing his day at work. Why don't you tell our daughter about it, honey?
Janie, today I quit my job. And then I told my boss to go screw himself, and then I blackmailed him for almost $60,000. Pass the asparagus.
Your father seems to think this kind of behavior is something to be proud of.
And your mother seems to prefer that I go through life like a freaking prisoner while she keeps my in a mason jar under the sink.
How dare you speak to me that way in front of her? And I marvel that you can be so contemptuous of me on the same day that you lose your job.
I didn't lose it. It's not like, whoops, where'd my job go? I quit. Someone pass the asparagus.
Oh, and I want to thank you for putting me under the added pressure of being the sole breadwinner now.
I already have a job.
No, don't give a second thought as to who's going to pay the mortgage. We'll just leave it all up to Carolyn. You mean you're going to take care of everything now, Carolyn? Yes, I don't mind. I really don't. You mean everything? You don't mind having the sole responsibility? Your husband feels he can just quit his job and you don't...
Will someone please ask me the freaking asparagus?
I'm not going to be a part of this.
Shut up! The Don and Mike
Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Sound on at April 142!
Back live on the floor of the stock exchange.
Pandemonium.
Couldn't even hear that, could you?
Shut up!
Shut up.
They love fully and completely Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, we do.
I'm completely neither there or there.
Uh-huh. Is everybody happy?
How are you, Paula?
I'm not happy.
Excuse me, you, sir, suck.
That was funny.
That was funny. Now here's the stock exchange again.
Sound on at April of 142!
What freaking madness.
There's no need to worry.
Lives being changed.
And this is where it all happens.
By fat men wearing short sleeve button down shirts and clipboards screaming at each other.
And those little like laptop computer things they use now.
Pandemonium.
I was watching a little of that today, watching that guy. Who's the guy that has like an aneurysm every time he's on TV? Is it Kramer?
Jim Cramer.
Jim Cramer. Uh-huh. You know, and here's the deal. These people are trying to tell us what's going on.
I don't like it when he dropped the N-bomb either.
He did that?
No, that was another
different
Kramer.
Oh, Kramer.
Yes.
Oh, that's when he was doing his stand-up routine with his sleeves rolled up. I was watching all those guys this morning, and this is the equivalent of weathermen getting a huge snowstorm.
Right.
They're all excited. They're trying to calm people down or actually get people more riled up. But this is their moment. They're loving this because they're getting more of a tune-in factor.
It's a little inside, but I can't take Kramer seriously because he looks too much like Charlie Stossel.
Get out of here.
He does have the Clint Howard look.
He's Charlie Stossel on steroids.
Tough guy.
Charlie Stossel's a girl. Don and Mike Show, hello.
Never burned a child, though.
Yeah. Never.
That's right. Oldies 100 wanted us to make sure that we could vouch when they hired Charlie Stossel. Mm-hmm. They never actually burned children.
Not to our knowledge.
We never saw him do it.
No.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I was talking about that Great Wolf Lodge place. Mike forgot that one really important thing, that if you have cataracts and you put your eyes in the pool, they burn away and it cleans everything for you.
Oh, really?
Well, there you go.
Well, I don't have cataracts yet. I'm incontinent, but I don't have cataracts. Oh, and they have a song that they play that should concern little ones when they come in. There's it's one of those kind of animatronic dummy where the owl comes out and there's a little kid in a barrel and they're out in the middle of the woods. And the song that they sing, I remember this because my daughters and I were laughing about this. There's nothing to be scared of here.
Oh, wow.
That's the name of the song.
There's everything to be scared of here, right?
There's nothing to be scared of here. And they have this little like dummy kid come out with a weird animatronic hand.
That's the song that Buzz has play when the passenger side door to his car opens.
That's right. There's nothing to be scared of here.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hey, what's happening?
You know, you guys probably already know that there's some news.
Yes.
AP. Can I eject now, or are you guys going to talk about it?
Is somebody trying to scoop you, Buzz?
Is this about Fred Thompson, if that's...
No, actor Heath Ledger is dead. At the age of 28, he was found in his Soho apartment this afternoon with a bottle of pills next to him. The housekeeper let in a massage therapist, only to find Ledger non-responsive. Heath Ledger dead at 28.
Wow.
I didn't even know he was he even on the list of messed up celebrities?
Now he's going to be now he'll go down as being the best Joker ever.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Oh, is that done shooting?
Yeah, well, it's for him it's done now.
Yeah, yes. His part is over.
Wow.
Unless they want to get the obligatory shot of the Joker laying, you know,
28.
That's a pretty big shocker.
Yeah, it sure is.
And wasn't he Brokeback Mountain?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact.
Well, maybe the pressure.
Was he top or bottom?
He was top.
Yeah. You sure?
I just like sounding like I know what I'm talking about. Uh-huh. Yeah, Fred Thompson's out as well, but
right.
Heath Ledger, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
That is a wow factor. I mean, it's a big enough star, mm-hmm. young enough star to be quite a shock.
Sure is.
Mm-hmm. So handsome. So much to live for. Mm-hmm.
So pretty, so put upon.
Jack Twist.
You know what he was, Robbie?
What?
He was like Johnny Depp light.
Yes.
Indeed.
He could have been another Sweeney Todd.
Younger, much younger than Depp.
Yes. He had the same nuance as Johnny Depp did.
You know, it's not certainly a celebrity you would think of. There's so many more on the list.
Honest with you?
Sure.
I don't give a flying F.
A lot of people
don't. Let's move on. Donna Mike Show. Seriously.
Yeah.
Was he in the movie First Night, which I never even saw?
Yeah.
That's only because I have such an incredible photographic memory.
The Patriot.
He's a nobody. Please.
The Patriot.
Please.
Yeah, he played Tom Brady.
You know who replaced him? Joaquin Phoenix. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're that fine. Guy's dead, too.
No, Joaquin's still alive.
Which one is dead, though?
River.
River. I'm sorry. Get my Phoenixes mixed up.
River.
All I know is by the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising.
I am alive.
For the county.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Do you know the next lyric?
Like a rhinestone cowboy. Riding off in the sun on my star-spangled rodeo. Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Oh, nice.
Very clever, boys.
Country boy, you got your feet in L.A., but your mind's on Tennessee. Galveston.
Whoa, Galveston.
I am a lineman for the county. Here's one just for
He's
you.
Still with
it. Rob, I'm going to touch your arm right
I
now.
I know, because this is ours, isn't it?
Such are the dreams of the everyday housewife.
Whose car is that out front?
Oh, wrong machine.
Sorry.
Somehow we've got on a riff about Glenn Campbell.
He's alive.
This would be a sign of the apocalypse. How you doing, everybody?
Southern nights.
Meow. Such are the dreams. Of the everyday housewife.
What is that one that you're singing?
That is a Glenn Buzz, Google this.
Okay.
I dare you to Google the lyrics to Such Are the Dreams of an Everyday Housewife by Glenn Campbell.
She looks in the mirror and stares at the wrinkles that weren't there yesterday. Is that one?
Yeah. See? He
wow, remembered. You guys are all on the same page. I got to get the lyric book.
Jimmy Webb wrote the song.
Not a big hi, New England Patriots, on the way out to Phoenix for the Super Bowl. Hey, hope your plane crashes.
I am a lineman for the county.
I'm sorry, Wichita lineman. Right. That is absolutely wrong. I just did. Boy, am I dumb. Hi, everybody. It's Al-Qaeda. I just did a joke about Tom Brady and his plane crashing in Phoenix. Even worse, Tom, I wish you have to go. I hope you have to go to Wichita.
I am a lineman for the county.
You got it in. You squeezed it in there.
Al-Qaeda with you. Want to say, hey, whoever stayed in room 727 at the Wolf Trap Lodge, smells like S in here.
I am a lineman for the county.
Oh, Shart.
Oh, dear. Oh, my God.
Is this gentle on my mind?
You're goddamn right it is, Mark.
It's knowing that your door is always open.
It's my favorite.
And your path is free to walk.
Isn't that picking?
This is really a great song.
I love this song. I really do.
That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stand behind your couch.
You got a buzz?
I do.
Take it. Go.
And she looks in the mirror and stares at the wrinkles that weren't there yesterday and thinks of the young man that she almost married. What would he think if he saw her this way? She picks up her apron in little girl fashion as something comes into her mind, slowly starts dancing, remembering her girlhood and all of the boys she had waiting in line. Such
are the dreams of the everyday housewife.
You see anywhere, any time of the day.
I'm going to throw up.
And it's a horrible song.
And this is my least favorite one.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
How about that dollop that you left in your underpants at the Great Wolf Lodge?
Hey, stop it.
Walking these streets so long.
Enough.
Brownstone Cowboy.
Enough from you.
The word of the day is sharts.
Okay.
Well, you hear it screaming out. It's a combination of the S word and
you fart. You give, and they keep
sharts.
Taking.
Sharts. Screaming out, kids.
That's why you don't give on this show.
That's right.
Because if you give, they take.
Oh, right.
They because, take more.
Because you mentioned you crap your pants, and we happen to run with it.
Embrace it.
We happen to just love that about you.
I'll leave a little gift for you before the show's over.
Hello. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
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 Hey, Heath Ledger was just found dead in his New York apartment.
Okay.
And we
Thanks
are,
for the bulletin.
And we are, of course, now moved from Glenn Frey and Rob's weird way of putting things in order. We've gone from Glenn Campbell to Glenn Frey.
He's next.
So we'll say for Heath Ledger, the heat is off. No worrying about that premiere for that Batman movie coming out. Heath Ledger. R.I.P.
I like rape.
The heat is on.
The go-to tape.
The heat is on. The slap.
I bet next is another Glenn Frey.
Okay. The hell is that?
Even I gotta look.
Disco Gloria Estefan.
Gloria Estefan.
We're up to Gloria.
Gloria Estefan.
Her disco Everlasting
Love.
It's little, you know, like house music.
Whose house? A halfway house.
A whorehouse.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike. Whorehouse.
Oh, forget it. Yucky.
What would Heath Ledger say about all this?
Exactly.
Hello. Donna Mike Show.
We'll never know.
Donna Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that Heath Ledger is the new Joker in the Batman movie.
Gee, I wish we hadn't mentioned that when we announced he was dead.
Blast.
Wish we hadn't just talked about that.
When we exclusively
30
announced,
seconds, actually more than 30 seconds ago.
Exclusively announced that Heath Ledger was dead.
Covered
cut,
it thoroughly.
Cut number one there, please, Robbie.
You got it.
Because we're going to do a game here. All right, everybody. Wrong.
I had my disc in there.
What happened?
You know what? You took out the Glenn Campbell thing. Where's that one?
Oh, I bet you it's in here.
No, not that one.
What did he do?
Well, here's the problem. We got on that little mini riff about Glenn Campbell,
mm-hmm.
and I have the machines set up with the song for the next thing and the sound elements. Rob, because he loves Glenn Campbell so much, just took everything out of the machines that we have, and now I had Who Let the Dogs Out for our next bit,
right.
and I had some other sound effect thing in, and we had the tape of Barack Obama and Clinton, but now all I have in all three CD machines are Glenn Campbell's greatest hits.
Ah, well, he loves Glenn Campbell.
Like a dream come true.
We have three copies.
Mm-hmm.
We have three copies of goddamn Glenn Campbell's greatest hits here.
It is like a dream.
This is when he gets excited.
I know we never play the song, but it's going to be the lead-in for our next exciting radio contest.
Yes?
We've done the Bark Off for Cash before.
Right.
Something a little different now.
Who let the dogs out?
Thank you. Tonight, everybody watches American Idol. Let's try American Fido, but really only if your dog sings.
Singing dogs.
American Fido.
Only if your dog sings. None of this.
You're just not trying hard enough. What you're doing is you're licking yourself.
I'm completely neither there or there.
No, it's just not talent.
So I'm sure we've all watched the Letterman show and we've seen dogs sing on various TV shows. It's really got to be a dog that sings, and I know that.
And now this is a subjective contest because we will be the judge. Not necessarily. It doesn't have to be the longest sustained.
No.
It's the best singing
best
dog.
Singer.
For my money, a dog sings like this.
Or the.
However, you know, mommy or daddy going, who let the dog out? And then your dog going, arf. That doesn't work.
No, usually the trainers, they have to go like this. They have to go, who do you like? Who do you like? Who do you like? And then they go, or now, can the person sing that's yes. with the dog? Because usually that's required.
You can sing or you can play a record if you got an MP3 or a disc that your dog loves singing.
You can walk up to the dog and go, I love you. And the dog goes,
we had a dog that would sing if you scratched his ears.
Oh, now that would be a clear winner because you wouldn't hear anything except
right.
the dog.
Right.
It's purely subjective, but I would disqualify your guy, Mike.
Okay.
Because if he just, if you just play with your dog's ears and your dog makes a noise, that's not necessarily a singing dog.
But if you scratch the dog's ear and the dog goes,
then that's a singing dog.
Absolutely.
Singing dog.
And even this dog sings.
I'd like to say, sir, a singing dog has made a childhood dream come true.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
Let the dogs out!
I guarantee when he hears about this, he will steal this for the PLJ Morning Show tomorrow.
American Fido.
Call us right now, 877-365-3636. Only if you've got a talented dog who can sing. All right, we'll give the best dog and the dog's master $100. 877-365-3636.
And please, no more calls about Heath Ledger. We know it already.
Godspeed. Glenn Campbell.
Safe home, Heath.
Glenn Campbell is on his way to the funeral.
He is.
And Kiefer Sutherland is now saying, I'm ready to take over the Heath Ledger role.
Yeah.
Somebody has just tipped their hand as to who they'd like to see in the role of the new Joker.
Well, I think Heath Ledger's probably already shot. I mean,
Is it in the can? Has the movie already been done?
He's in the can.
It's hard to say that, you know, finishing a movie terminology and death terminology, very similar, you know.
I have Kiefer Sutherland, like everybody on the brand.
Shut up!
Because I saw all the pictures of him.
Why are you lying to me?
Getting out of jail today.
There's no lawyer.
In the dead of night.
It's just you and me.
I want to be released at midnight.
You were a model prisoner.
I was on the laundry detail.
This is the last chance you've got to talk to me before I have to hurt you.
Where's that one about taking your underpants and making you choke on?
You probably don't think that I could force this towel down your throat.
There it is.
But trust me, I can. All the way. Except I hold on to this one little bit at the end. When your stomach starts to digest
it. The towel, not underpants.
I'm stuck on the Wolf
Lodge. I know you are.
Taking your stomach lining with it. Most people, they take about a week to die. It's very painful.
So it's a Heath Ledger version.
Who let the dogs out?
Of American Fido.
American Fido.
If your dog sings, you can win $100 right now. You and your dog.
Does your dog sing?
Call us at 877-365-3636.
And thank you, sir, for making a childhood dream come true.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.